Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You know what I'm waiting for.
That Maroon 5 code word?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Alice at 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny morning show, Maroon 5 tickets. Here we go. Right now, take the word toast. You're toast, brah. T-O-A-S-T. Text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see Maroon 5. Text the word toast.
That's bra. The word in context.
Yeah
your toast, sense. Bra.
Your toast, bra.
Okay. You got it, bra.
The word is toast, as in your toast, to 20357. You will be entered to win tickets to see the just-announced Maroon 5 show October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is toast.
Bra.
That part, don't put that in. And don't send that to our regular text number. There's a special number, 20357. If you text it to Vinny, thank you, but you're not entered. Billboard looks a lot like last week, except that number one and number two flipped. Man-Child, the Sabrina Carpenter song, her debut, which was number one last week, went number one with a bullet, is at number two. And Ordinary by Alex Warren is back up at number one. Everything else is the same. Morgan Wallen, two by him, Luther by Kendrick, another Morgan Wallen, Shaboozy's at number seven, Die With a Smile's at number eight, Lose Control, Teddy Swims is at number nine, and Beautiful Things, Benson Boone is at number 10. Everything else is the same. Just those two. A little flipper flopper. So Tyler, the Creator. I don't know much about Tyler, the Creator. It's the name you hear now and then, but man, he hates podcasts, except the ones he likes, by the way.
All right.
He has previously stated that if he were president, the first thing he'd do is take away anybody who's a podcaster's mic.
Hey.
Well,
if he was the president, that's the first thing he'd do.
There's a lot of them.
There are so many podcasts.
And I Christina works in tech and works from home, and there was this guy she worked with who had, he liked podcasts and he wanted to do his own. And his home office had been turned into a podcast studio.
Oh, I see.
And so when she would talk to him, he had a mic instead of the regular whatever you're using on your...
Just the
he
computer
had the whole thing right, huh? set up. And you find out, look, people want to do this, and if they can catch... fire or whatever you term
or
you want to use.
Interesting things that people will
and people
chat about.
Want to watch or listen or mm-hmm. however it's being delivered. So and good for them.
People hire me to start podcasts. Like,
are you talking about like random people?
No,
like,
No. Usually like it goes through like something. My agent. They've got something and mm-hmm. they want to start a podcast. And I'll be honest, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, they just don't have it. Mm-hmm. Because it seems easy to just talk into a microphone, but to be compelling and have people want to listen to you, It's some people got it. Some people don't got it.
You better be into whatever the thing is. Because
I could teach them as much as I can to be as good as they can be, and that's what I did. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, some people.
So you didn't turn away the business. You just knew 9 out of 10 of them had no chance.
Daddy's got to eat.
Yeah, I hear you.
I do think that it's, well, what's that? The dude, 10,000 hours. Like you,
the outliers, right?
There are wankerisms, on crutches. Like, there's so much that you have to do, practice, and have people say, you suck. All right, fine. I'm trying.
What sucks? I'll get rid of that.
Take
just
notes.
Please let me know.
It takes a lot of hours to really, so that's, it's almost insulting that podcasters go, well, yeah, I can do this. Mm. Okay.
And then a few, like this 14-year-old girl who's now 17, Sloan, her podcast is called Sloan Knows, and she interviews NBA players and stuff. I knew from the first day with her, like, she had it. Oh. Like, I was just like...
She's just into the NBA, and really, NBA players will come on her show.
Yeah.
So she's got a booking agent then.
Well, her dad used to run CAA, so...
There you go.
Interesting.
But he hired me because he wanted her to be good and wanted her to do it right and learn how to do it. And so I worked with her a couple years, and she's on Draymond Green's network, and she does all kinds of stuff. But she had it. Like, I just knew that she had it. And that's rare for me to think that about somebody when they come to me and they say, I want to start a podcast. It's usually like, are you committed to this? Or can you do this on a daily basis?
Well, and it's easy to say yes to that.
Yeah.
You say, oh, yeah, no, I can do that. Yeah. Don't worry about me. Yeah. I got that. I talk all the time. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone says shut up. And I never do.
And I'm like, are you planning to make money and this be your income? And whenever they say,
I'm gonna do that. Yeah. Well,
no,
I'm good at talking.
That's not a reason to start it.
Give me a mic. Let's just get this going.
Mm. You start it because you're really into it and you want to do it, but you shouldn't be thinking about money when you start a podcast, because it takes a lot of downloads to make money on podcasts.
Well, and then you see someone like that Smartless podcast, which came basically out of nowhere. It's dudes in Hollywood who are using their contacts and friends in Hollywood to get guests. They had a lock from go. Yep.
And they also had
a really
good report. Like, they had it too. Like, they had it. Like, they got, their timing was good. And it wasn't a start. I mean, they've gotten a lot better, but, you know, they definitely have something.
Well, Tyler, the creator, says they don't. He is not a fan of podcasters. He has said if he was the president, it's the first thing he'd do is be like, no more podcasts. And now he's doubling down. Here's his quote. I think we give a lot of people who aren't smart and just want attention platforms to be loud and incorrect and other stupid people follow them. Where are the people with skills? We need electricians. We need more drummers, painters, teachers. Everybody with a mic is crazy. I just think that stuff is gross. By the way, he says, Deontay Kyle Grits and Eggs podcast is sick, and The Cutting Room Floor is sick. Those are two podcasts that are in the right direction. Other than that, they can all take a hike.
Well, he's allowed to have that opinion,
he is,
too.
Yep.
And he has a point. There are a lot of really, really, really bad podcasts out there.
Well, and it's funny because people almost don't want to admit it. Remember a couple seasons ago, there was a guy, I think he used to be Rowan Farrow's boyfriend.
The guy on Survivor.
He was on Survivor.
Uh-huh.
And he has a pretty popular podcast. But because everybody has a podcast, and unless you specifically listen to his and are in the know, you're like, oh, great, another guy with a podcast. And it would have the sign, you know, his name, Bill, the podcast, you know, podcaster. And he was even saying, he's like, I just don't even want to tell people that I have a podcast. Like, it's just like an embarrassing thing to say about yourself.
Well, I don't know if he's making money on it or not. I think that's also part of
I think his is a successful podcast.
But then there's no embarrassment in that.
Right.
Why would you be embarrassed? You would say, I'm making a great living.
A successful podcast.
I'm doing great. I pay my bills with my podcast. Even Christina, my wife's like, why don't you just do a podcast? I'm like,
we do a podcast. This show is podcast
First of all, I like doing radio.
I like live. That's what I like.
Right.
I think if I was ever going to do a podcast, I'd want to do it live, and then it would be available after, like we do now.
But
live,
even a podcast isn't necessarily a ticket to the same as what we do now. It's just not automatically going to pay me this equivalent.
Right.
Just won't.
Nope. Anyway, Tyler, the Creator.
Got him.
All of them suck. Couple stage problems. Post Malone fell off the stage, but he did save his drink. We put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's that's a talent, and that's priorities right there. You know, when you fall, and who among us hasn't been carrying something precious, and you fall, and you're just like, well, I'm going to sacrifice the shoulder and hip.
At one time, as a young man, beer was a really big deal for me.
Priorities.
I would absolutely applaud someone who saves a beer. I didn't want to see people waste beer. I would turn from wherever I was driving and follow beer trucks as if maybe some beer might fall off.
You just never know.
And I could rescue it.
Right.
Beer.
Or they'd forget to close the roll-up door when
Well, that only happened one time. But I mean, and I did get in trouble for that.
While Post fell, he was singing the lines. He had a red solo cup, and he's clicking his cup. And he reaches over to get it. He's singing with one hand, and he's clicking cups with the other hand. And he was singing the line that I've been breaking my back, and then he falls off the stage. And the fan that was cheersing him at the time posted, "I am so sorry, Austin. I didn't mean to almost actually break your back."
Oh, cute.
And then Billie Joe had an onstage incident as well.
She Austined him.
Yes, Austin, because his Post Malone's name is Austin. I didn't even notice that.
What do you mean you didn't notice it? You read it.
I didn't, but I got that it was him, I guess. I don't know. I didn't. I am so sorry, Austin. I didn't mean to break you.
She first named him.
Billie Joe, Green Day, was playing at this place called, it was the Hurricane Festival in Germany.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like a, I don't know, the hurricane.
Well, maybe hurricane's a drink.
Maybe it's like rock you like a hurricane.
Okay.
I mean,
Scorpions. Yeah, a hurricane is, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? So, fan behavior, it's a thing. People huck things at bands, and there's nothing like watching that water bottle come bean somebody off the head. That's always a fun video to see. They throw everything from bras to bracelets to their actual cell phones, which I don't know why they're thinking that. However, at the Hurricane Festival, somebody was squirting Billie Joe in the face with a water pistol. And he got he's so mad, he just goes to he's screaming at the guy, "I'm going to kick your ass." The guy's like, "I don't speak English."
You know what
are you saying, Billy Joel?
What bothers me about that is, there's Billy. He's pissed. He's trying to do a show. He's trying to perform for thousands of people.
It is a huge crowd.
He catches it in the face.
Repeatedly,
from this guy, and finally loses it. And then the guy's like, "What is the problem? Why are you so mad?
Why are you so pissed off at me?"
Like, dude.
And one more side note. This concert was rained out. There was a thunderstorm. And instead of canceling, Green Day waited until midnight and then went on and played.
So, and then this guy squirts him in the face for his trouble.
They went out of their way to make sure they played that show. And then this guy squirting him in the face with them.
What a jerk.
One guy.
What a show they put on.
A face in need of a fist.
Yeah.
I think there's a German word for that. Someone will text it to us.
Okay. I'll look.
Yeah. I'll wait. I'm not going to wait. Okay. One more final note. Is The Edge Irish?
Oh, is The Edge Irish?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, well, he is.
He is now. After 60 years of living in Ireland, U2 guitarist The Edge has become an Irish citizen.
You're telling me The Edge is from Mississippi?
He's from England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so close by. But he was granted Irish citizenship on Monday.
Careful.
After being there for over 60 years. "I guess you know I'm a little tardy with the paperwork," he said. His name is, do you know his name in real life? It isn't The Edge. Surprise. Spoiler alert. He has lived in Ireland his whole life, by the way. So he probably has an Irish accent. He was born in Essex.
Niall.
It's David Howell Evans.
David Howell Evans.
Is The Edge.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Better late than never. He's now an Irish citizen. All right, then, what's coming up in the news?
415 wants to know, how the heck is Maddie, the podcast whisperer, not filthy rich?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If I knew,
I would be rich.
But I ain't, man.
I ain't, man.
Yeah, find yourself a rich girl.
How do people count after these?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Drag Me to Brunch. Woo-hoo-hoo. Drag Me to Brunch is finally here. Join Sarah and Vinny. Oh, that's us.
Yeah. See you on Saturday.
Join us and the Alice family this Saturday, June 28th, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the WSF. To celebrate Pride at Drag Me to Brunch, starring Dacia Skye from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Get your tickets while they still last and get all the details at RadioAlice.com.
And it is really close to being sold out.
Oh.
So I'll get an update after the show, but it was real close yesterday. So like 20 tickets left. So go get them now.
Get them while they last.
That's expert marketing. Good job.
Yeah, it was good.
And I'm here.
Great demand.
Mostly sunny today. Highs around 80. Crazy high tides the next few nights.
I heard that. What's
crazy
going,
high
tides?
Well, I don't. You know, I don't know what the specific.
That,
but no, they're high, really high.
Mm.
So it'll be wet down there.
Oh,
it
Mill often
Valley.
Is. Yeah,
it's going to be a problem.
An exit you can't use.
Right. Well, that's coming.
Mm.
It's like a 7-foot high tide in the city as well.
Jesus.
So it's going to be, there's a chance for flooding, everyone.
Watch out.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you're doing up at that hour, but I guess some people like to stay up past 9.
Is that when it is? It's in the middle of the night.
It's this evening, yeah.
Is it basically, do the tides happen as they shift, like they'll happen about the same time every day and then shift later or earlier
Yeah, the time keeps changing and the tide keeps either rising or lowering as the week wears on. So you might, like 2 weeks from now, go, wait a minute.
It was low tide this time.
That's
2 weeks
ago. That's what I'm saying.
Ago.
Exactly. Right. So you got to look daily. And I just sort of have that like reset each day. A new weather day.
You check
when
it
does
every
the
day.
Sun come up? When is the tide? When is the wind?
Right.
That's really how that's got to work. Anyway, here we go. As a little boy, I played a lot of football in the street. Lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nerf football, you know, you touch, yeah. Whatever. And one of the things that we used to have to do, because you couldn't field a whole team, you only had a couple dudes, you know, per team. And so one of the things you had to do was you had to count alligators.
What does that mean?
One alligator, two alligator, three alligator, and you'd have a set, seven alligators.
You couldn't tackle, they had that much time to get a...
Yeah, so you had to, so you're going after the quarterback, but you got to give him seven alligators. And then he's got, you know,
he's
to get rid of the ball
kind of
before.
Play, yes.
You know this or not?
We did Mississippi.
Yeah, we did Mississippi too.
Okay. Mississippi is one that widely used. One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Also, we, growing up, we would say one chimpanzee, two chimpanzee, three chimpanzee. So I guess it's just any.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
I've heard Mississippi's. I never heard chimpanzees.
I never have heard it anywhere else, but like it occurred to me that was how we would count our seconds.
Huh.
This might be the least pressing issue in the world right now.
Let's definitely do it then. I want no pressing issues.
Someone on social media asked non-Americans.
Oh, what did they use?
What is your one Mississippi?
Mm.
What is your one alligator? What is your 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, whatever it is to slow down your seconds count? So here are some of the responses. In Danish, we have one case of beer, two cases of beer. That's real. So kids are counting cases of beer.
They do it in English?
No.
Whatever that word is.
I mean,
I see.
In Scotland, we have one elephant, two elephant.
Huh. Okay.
I never heard that one. In Quebec.
What? I can't believe they don't do leprechaun or something.
We did one hippopotamus, two hippopotamus.
Oh.
I do remember that.
I remember hippopotamus.
From Quebec.
Yeah. Oh! There's a lot of, like, you just put something in there. It doesn't right. really matter. Mm-hmm. Another in Canada said... One steamboat, two steamboat.
Steamboat doesn't feel long enough.
Nope. In China, we have 1-2-3-4, 2-2-3-4, 3-2-3-4, and so on.
Math.
Oh. It's very math-based.
Does feel like that'd get confusing at some point. You have to, oh no, I got to start over. In Iran, we have one enda, two enda. Which is actually a music count.
Yeah, one and a two.
Yeah, that's a music count. That's very interesting. In Iran.
Mm.
In Brazil, we have indiozinho, dos indiozinhos, which is one indigenous toddler, two indigenous toddlers.
Did they just mean children?
That is weird.
Indiozinho, dos indiozinhos.
Oh.
It means indigenous toddlers.
They're just counting children.
In India, we say tick, tick, one, tick, tick, two.
Oh, they put the tick ticks first.
Mm-hmm.
Tick, tick, one, tick, tick, two.
In Australia, tick, we'd say one cat and a dog, two cat and a dog.
Cat and a dog. I like it.
You do?
I do kind of like that.
I don't
one
like that at all.
Two cat and a dog. Three cat and a dog.
And I do like Australians, but, you know, and all the stuff, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Mexico, we'd say uno. Brief pause. Dos. Brief pause.
They say brief pause when they leave a brief pause.
Trace, brief pause. All right.
Thanks, Mexico. You're such amazing timekeepers.
If you can be trusted.
You're like a metronome down there.
I'm keeping a nice, even, brief pause. Mm. All right, then. Fine.
That felt like a second. One, that felt like a second. Two, that felt like a second.
Someone said, I grew up in Mississippi, and as a child, I just assumed other people used whatever state they lived in.
Oh, one funny. Massachusetts.
But it turns out.
One West Virginia, one California. It works for a lot.
Yeah.
Someone from South Africa said, no, we said one Mississippi.
Boom. One Mississippi. Well, that had to come from somewhere.
It says here, none of us knew what that was. We just did it. And another person said, I used to wonder who Mrs. Zippy was.
Oh, Mrs. Zippy.
That is pretty fun.
That is fun. How do we count? I like it.
All kids have that in common.
Yeah. You got to know how long a second is.
A feng shui expert on TikTok said, these are things you shouldn't keep by your bed.
Okay.
Sharp metal objects, things like scissors and nail clippers. He says sharp metal easily pierces your energy shield. Oh. And the effects aren't good.
It does sound bad to have anything pierced while you're in bed.
A trash can.
No one wants that.
Trash holds murky energy.
Oh.
Even if it's just crumpled up paper. He says breathing in that energy can negatively affect your health.
Do you have it? I don't know if I have a trash can in my room.
I have, in the little room I have that I sleep in, yeah. I have a bathroom attached and there's a trash can in there. But no, I don't have a trash in the main room.
The only time it matters is if I have a cold. I only sleep in my room. Only, that's the only thing.
And there's no bathroom attached, right?
No, I have to go in the
hall. I prefer that. I don't like having a bathroom attached.
Really?
Yeah. Do you?
I would rather have it attached because then I don't have to leave my room to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's because you board yourself in each night.
It's true. I do have to take the towel away from the bottom of the door and open up the light blocking curtain. Crawl out.
Get the sharp metal objects out. Get the trash can out. Medications and medical records. Having them next to your bed. Even in a drawer allegedly affects your mood and mental state.
Oh, I have a bottle of Tums next to my bed. Just in case. I don't want to have to get out of bed and go to the medicine cabinet. And get, you know, I just take it and then I don't have to worry about my acid reflux.
Oh, that's worse to wake up with that.
Oh, it sucks. It's horrible.
Why'd you laugh then?
Because it's funny that I have to do that. I'm an old person, so. Especially like if I have
you said acid reflux.
Yeah, you can get really excited about that. Yeah,
it's just funny because I know I get it, but it doesn't stop me from eating acid. Like if I ate spaghetti anytime in the last 24 hours, I'm definitely going to have it. And if, you know, with meat, with red sauce, and I drink a lot of drinks that have grapefruit juice in them. And that is really not awesome for my acid reflux.
By drinks, you mean
like
adult
a Paloma
drinks,
or,
right?
Or yeah, or okay. Like a rum punch.
With grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple and grapefruit. It's a great combination.
It is?
Yeah. And a little.
Would you drink that without the gin or vodka?
Absolutely not. And I drink it with rum.
Oh, rum.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Two kinds of rum, a little bit of Campari to make it bitter. And then you add the sweet, the juice. It's so good.
Whatever happened to screwing the cap off of a whiskey bottle and getting after it?
I never knew about that. I don't plan to.
Fresh flowers, but only if you're in a relationship. If you're single, it's fine. These are things that a feng shui... Wait. Yeah.
Because the love will die along with the flowers?
If you're married, it invites third-party involvement.
Oh.
So if you keep fresh flowers by your bed and they cheat...
It's your fault.
I guess that's on you.
Yeah. You did that. Bad feng shui.
Because I had flowers by the bed. You are now excused to go.
Listen, you
do
didn't have.
Do Pat.
I told you. I'm not going to go do Pat. If I'm going to ruin my freaking relationship, I'm going to find someone good.
Stop that. Pat's amazing.
He's one of my best friends. I would never.
How do you think that makes your friend Marianne feel?
Oh, she knows.
That you would never.
Well, so I'm sure she'd never do John, even though he really wants to. God, so annoying. Truth comes out after a couple drinks.
That he wants to do Marianne.
Oh, I don't know if he does. Maybe they have already done it. I don't even know.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, really.
You sound like him now, Mike.
Well, you're
goodness.
Out hitting on 30-year-olds and, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Sorry, Pat. I apologize, but I wouldn't blow up my marriage with you. Actually, I guess it came out kind of harsh, didn't it?
Like, well, yeah. It's hurtful.
Yeah.
And it makes Marianne think, hey, wait a minute. My husband's totally doable.
Well, for her. I'm sure she feels the same way about my husband. Like, you know, he's great for Sarah.
Well, isn't she always playing grab ass with your husband, though?
No, he's playing grab ass with her. She's kicking him.
Oh. Oh. Vin in the Marines, we had 1-2-3-1, 1-2-3-2, 1-2-3-3, 1-2-3-4.
What if you got up past 4? Just 1-2-3-5, 1-2-3-6?
You get shot. It's the Marines.
Okay.
Yikes.
Oops.
We counted alligators. Interesting fun fact. The Earth rolls through the high tide because of the pull from the moon. David, Santa Rosa, OFOC. Overwhelming feelings of concern to you too, David.
Thank you, David.
The German music festival Hurricane is called Hurricane because of the unpredictable and often intense weather conditions experienced at the festival's location, which had that show on postponement until Green Day heroically came out late to perform and took it in the face.
Yeah, that's not good.
No one wants to be shot in the face. And then you squirt him in the face.
Come on. All right, we're going to play a game. Vinny, you're going in with half a point. Maddie, you're going in with 2.5 points.
All right.
We're playing, when did that happen? When did Nicole Kidman marry country superstar Keith Urban? What year was that?
Oof.
I know, right?
I'm just going to guess 2006.
2007.
It was exactly 2006.
Ah!
Wow. Maddie, right off the bat, leading 4.5 to half.
He lucked into that.
He did. What year did the original Blade Runner come out, starring Harrison Ford, Rutger Hauer, and Sean Young? When did Blade Runner, the very first one, come out?
Whose turn is it?
Yeah, your turn.
91.
Oh, 1990.
82.
Ah!
82. Sorry. When did Sleepless in Seattle come out? Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. When did that come out? In your first
1996.
96.
All right. 95.
93. That's a point for you, Vinny.
Good job.
What year did What's Love Got to Do with It? That was the Tina Turner story. Tina Turner, Ike Turner, Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, wait, not
them.
The song. No,
nope,
the
just
movie.
The movie.
Oh.
When did the movie starring Angela Bassett as Tina Turner come out?
That's me?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fudge. I am going to say the year 2000, Bob.
Oh, I'm definitely earlier than that. So I'll go
99. 93. When did, how about this one? And Maddie, you're first. When did Jay-Z release his debut album, Reasonable Doubt?
1995.
94.
96.
Ah!
How about The Notebook, which is such a great movie, starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. When did that come out?
Is that me?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I will, 1993.
92.
2004. That's another point for Maddie. And finally, Michael and Farrah Fawcett. Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett died within hours of each other. Farrah died of anal cancer. Michael died because of Dr. Conrad Murray. That's what she had.
I know, but it's so awful.
I know. Well, and it also sucks that she died of that and on the same day as Michael Jackson, so no one even noticed. Like, you're Farrah Fawcett. You want your own death day. What year was that? I think it's Vinny.
2001.
2002.
It's 2009. By a score of 9.5 to 1.5. Vinny, I'm sorry to say that Maddie's on the show.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Yeah. 415 said, Vin, you should probably want the bathroom attached, bro. Alicia in Scotts Valley.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
That's pretty funny.
95 says, I'm eating a Bonnie-inspired ham and cheese sando on a sweet roll, and I'm not even in a hotel.
That sounds so good.
Where is Bob?
Bob's on vacation.
Bob's on vacation, everyone. She'll be back next week. It's all good.
Yep. Goodbye. Keep it here all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets for Maroon 5 throughout their shows. Have a happy hump day. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.